We spoke with the Senate leaders from both parties, Senator McConnell, and just after the Senate swearing-in today, the chief deputy to Majority Leader Reid.
Joining us now is Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, who is the number two Democrat in the body, the assistant majority leader. Senator Durbin, welcome.
Thank you.
And we've heard Senator Reid today promising, hoping for a spirit of bipartisanship, of working together with the Republicans. I want to hear how you think that'll play out on the question of Iraq, a major issue for the public this year. What's going to be bipartisan, if anything, about the discussion of the war?
Well, I sense in the Democratic caucus there's an overwhelming feeling that the president's policies have not worked. And I think there's a growing sentiment among Republicans, even since the election. A number of Republican senators have stepped forward and said they'd been loyal to the president, thought it was time for a change. Of course, for anything significant to happen in the Senate, you need 60 votes. And that means double-digit support from the Republican side.
How will that express itself in terms of reviewing the situation in Iraq? Does, for example, a surge in the number of troops in Baghdad come before the Senate?
Usually people think back to the Vietnam War and believe that it was finally the appropriations process that brought it to an end. I don't think the appropriations process is likely to be used in this circumstance. Many of us on the Democratic side, even those of us who voted against the war, have real misgivings about cutting back on the support that the troops need overseas. But there are other ways. There are ways to discuss resolutions as part of supplemental appropriations, caps on the number of troops. There are a variety of different ways to approach this, short of just dealing with the purse strings.
On some other issues that will be, they should be coming very quickly over here from the House, increase in the minimum wage, a reduction in the cost of student loans, letting the government negotiate prices for prescription drugs. Do you see 60 votes for those here in the Senate, or are they going to be very contentious?
We'll have to work on it in the Senate. I think on most of the issues you've described, there's strong Democratic support. But the Senate as an institution requires 60 votes for anything controversial.
We should explain 60 votes to achieve cloture and end debate on any matter.
So it means that we need to draw at least 9 from the other side of the aisle if we're at full complement of 51 Democrats. So there's work to be done there to bring Republicans over, and there may be compromises that have to be made.
I'd like to ask you about, when you say if we're a full complement of 51 Democrats, one question a great many people have is, what news there is of the health of the Democratic senator from South Dakota, Tim Johnson, who suffered a stroke a few weeks ago.
The news is good.
How is he?
He's doing well. These are periods of long recovery and recuperation from brain surgery, and he's made real progress. In the last few days, the reports are very encouraging.
And it is accepted by all that he is a serving member of the Democratic majority right now.
Without question. And it's my belief that in a short period of time, he'll be back on the floor of the Senate.
I want to ask you a question. At the beginning of this Congress in particular, but it's not unusual at the start of other Congresses, we hear pledges of comity and partnership and bipartisanship. What's in it for the American people? Some people would say, you know, we're in a war that's not going well. We've had tax and spending policies that are very, very controversial. We have hot-button social issues. Why don't you guys come here and slug it out in Washington and fight it out?
We've spent a lot of time slugging it out and don't have much to show for it. And I think the message of the last election is that the people want results. Playing to a draw isn't good enough. There are too many important things that need to be changed in America, whether we're talking about the cost of health care, paying for kids' college education, making the Medicare prescription program more affordable, stem cell research. Playing to a draw doesn't achieve much. And I hope that in this fractured political atmosphere where neither side is in control, that we can find a path to compromise.
Well, Senator Durbin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, the number two ranking Democrat in the United States Senate.